On page one. Set of March.
Chair, page one, just the hyphen issue again. And then another comment on page one, when we look at the officials in attendance. When it comes to the CEDAW officials, I do think it's necessary for us to indicate the positions of those people at CEDAW, specifically because some of them are board members and some of them are actually from the agency itself.
So we can remove this. Yes, sir, sir.
What I'm saying to you is we must indicate that from CEDAW, but we should also indicate what positions they have at CEDAW, so that we have that on record. For instance, Mr. Bopela is from the board, he's not from CEDAW itself.
Okay. Opening.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I also wanted maybe to correct something on opening and welcome, but the second sentence after the first one, where they've written she, as Honorable Khetho indicated, that we need also to put Chairperson. And I'm also not comfortable with how they framed this sentence. To me, I thought it would be better, but I stand to be corrected. The chairperson, according to me, raised a concern about the situation at CEDAW. I think this one, according to me, is actually too wide for me to understand it very correctly. And I think if we can change it to the one that I actually propose, and we can also put a full stop there. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable.
Thanks, Jeff. Let me take you back a bit. Just a small one. My initials are MA and not A. Thank you.
Come in.
My initials are M-A, not E. Thank you.
M for Mary.
Opening and welcome back to it. The first chairperson needs to be capital as well. And then I agree with Honorable Swati that second sentence is not correct, and that we should rather read the chairperson indicate that the committee's concern regarding the situation at CEDAW, and state that the committee would like to meet frequently with CEDAW during this year.
In fact, I have the remarks here,
mm-hmm.
Exercise and love. And they have really nothing to do with what is in here. Absolutely. In fact, I remarked to say, on the 2nd of November last year, Sarah presented its annual report to this portfolio committee and continued from there. What did it say in that meeting? So I think I can actually give them what is in here, a summary of that, so that it captures the views of the chairperson, not what is in here. So I think I will. Agenda, consideration of the Centgate report. Briefing by CEO Sira on turnaround strategy. I think I really read it and thought that it was what Sira presented. And therefore would take me to page 4 on discussion. Member raised the following questions. I'm welcome, Ms. Tenko. Probably some of the minutes we could not adopt would be adopted, those that can be adopted. Because Ms. Kolapana said she'll be coming back. So you actually have brought quorum. So you surely are either quorum yourself or you've brought quorum along with you. What action, I mean, discussion members raise the following questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What action would be taken against those staff that awarded themselves tenders and then resigned and would suspend employees receive an income or not? Oh, and would suspended employees receive an income or not? What action would be taken against staff members that awarded themselves tenders and then resigned? Would they receive an income or not? Honorable, on this?
I think it must be another separate question, the next one. Is the suspension with or without, suspended employees, are they suspended with or without pay?
They're not talking about a suspension, they're talking about a resignation. Oh, okay. Thank
you. What steps were taken to suspend the employees since these were based on allegations?
Chairperson, I don't know whether that's just bad phrasing or whether it was actually a question put, because I think what it refers to is what disciplinary actions were taken against suspended employees. Because, I mean, surely it's an allegation and that's why you're investigating, you've got a disciplinary process. But I think the question was rather what process was followed to suspend employees. What disciplinary process was followed in order to suspend employees?
Okay. Page 5. Mr. Chauke. Yes, another bullet, Andrew.
The last bullet on page 4. What has Sira done to ensure that it has addressed the issue? Can't it be what has Sira done to ensure to address the issues raised by Auditor General? What has Sira done in addressing the issues raised by the Auditor General?
Change to the, but adding to the change of Ms. Malabati, is that we say what has Sira done, and then the wording as she's had it, but to address the issues of emphasis raised by the Auditor General.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. On the bullet point number 5 under discussion, when you read start with the second, it's in the middle of bullet point number 5. It says secondly, there was a tender process when appointing the new debt collection agency, or it was just awarded, and how much it costed to appoint the agency. So I think this costed, you know, I think we need to remove it, and we can just put it how much money was paid to appoint that the agency instead of costed.
Well, what was the cost?
Yes, and then just put costed. So I think instead of putting costed, then we rather put how much money was paid.
Appointed an audit team to deal with the Auditor General's option. Normally, departments will not appoint audit teams just to deal. They're supposed to have internal auditors anyway. It's not like you get the Auditor General's report, then you appoint. Does Sira have internal auditors or audit team? Yes, Honorable Anne.
That last one worries me. Clarity was sought on the registration process as the source of criminals in the industry. Somebody reading this report might have a very funny idea of what we're saying there.
I think we better remove it. safe.
The last point under 3.2. Sierra had prioritized internal audit where it had lagged behind on this in the past. They have appointed an audit committee, and Sierra, I think you should rather read, has made considerable progress with this than forward immensely. That's her opinion. Considerable progress.
Do you remember that members in that meeting had actually said that they were cautiously optimistic? I think it should appear somewhere. Probably, yeah. Will also need to be corrected. These minutes will have to be corrected, and then we'll then be able to adopt them.
Might just ask a question that's not necessarily directly related to the minutes, but the reason why the resolutions are there is in order for the committee section to keep track of whether these things that we have resolved in meetings have actually been adhered to. And at some point we would need to have an idea, following all these minutes, where we stand in terms of that. Because I can't remember that we, for instance, got a list of all the companies that have been deregistered. I'm just thinking that as one of the issues. So I think once we've adopted these minutes, we must maybe request the committee section, the committee secretary being the committee section, to make a list of all the recommendations, the resolutions for us, and where we stand with those resolutions. Yeah. No?
No. No, thank you. I think I agree. In fact, we have started doing that with the oversight report. But I think we have got to do it even here with my minutes. 15 March. Reports. I mean minutes. I think agenda briefing by research unit or parliament research unit. Page 1, page 2,
The normal hyphens, chairperson with a capital.
Resolutions. Page 3, the committee recommended that the ICD review its annual performance plan, specifically in terms of ensuring that the plan effective provides for that. The directorate should provide the committee with a copy of its costing document for implementation of the ICD Act when this costing document is being approved by the minister. Should provide the committee with a copy of its costing document for the implementation of IT and left custom document has been approved by the minister. Honorable Ntlovu.
It should be after the document has been costed by, after the costing document has been approved by the minister, not when, but after, or after approved by the minister. Yeah, to shorten the sentence, after the approval by the minister.
Yes.
One back under resolutions. The third line, monitoring of the performance of the ICD in terms of its refocused mandate.
Where are you on the moment?
The third line under the first resolution provides for monitoring of the performance of the ICD in terms of its refocused mandate. Refocused mandate emanating from the IPED Act. Line 3. The resolution. We're on the 15th of March.
We're done with these minutes, members, and I think they are adoptable. Yes. As soon as another member comes, we'll adopt it. Yes. Yeah. Minutes of the 22nd of March. Really, I think for now we'll rely heavily on Honorable Ntlovu because I think he's still very fresh. So, yes, page one, and very young. The rubber pillow for the cell phone, I'm seeing for the daughter, the daughter.
Chairperson, the Honorable Ntlovu was being very disruptive with the Honorable Chairperson. She was behaving very well until you got here. I don't know what's happening here. No, not at all.
Okay, let's continue, members. We are on page one of the report of the minutes. 22nd March, fine. Second.
Page two, please, Chair.
Yes.
It's not guest in attendance, it's officials in attendance. Although the minister is not official, so I would suggest that the minister be listed separately. Chairperson, just on that issue of the officials in attendance as well, I do think if we're going to have, which I think is correct, position, we should be consistent around it. So when we get to Mr. Mnisi, for instance, Ministry of Police spokesperson, continue as it goes on, and then Ms. J. Iris Kuboshani, Civilian Secretariat of, then we should say Secretary of Civilian Secretariat of Police. Mr. S. Maote, Civilian Secretariat of Police, and then put in brackets Parliamentary Liaison Officer. Because we've got it with the police. Then as far as the police people are concerned, I would suggest that we just put in brackets SAPs. Because we're just saying, we all know it is, but you know, that we can just put in brackets SAPs. How many of them are still in the same positions?
More for me. Okay, let's go. Opening and welcome. Jefferson. Briefing by the minister. Page 3. These programs were based on the premise that the battle against crime not be separated from the war on want, and that the deviant activities of a few should not detract us. From the human rights of South African citizens. From the human rights should not detract us. From the human rights of South African citizens. From protecting closing. The chairperson in closing said that when the department had appeared before the committee on the 4th, they presented a professionally prepared annual report. The quality of the annual performance plan was markedly different from the one presented on the occasion, and therefore made it very difficult for the committee to hold the department accountable. I don't understand. On the occasion, on this occasion, the quality of the APP was markedly different from the one presented. On this occasion, which occasion?
Jefferson, it's referring to today's meeting, but we can be more specific. The quality of the
annual performance
was markedly different from the one presented today.
No, it can't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then...
In fact, the statement that we're making was to compare the quality of the annual report and the APP. Okay. The quality of the APP was markedly different from, rather is markedly different from, no one. No.
So you can say the quality of the annual performance report, that's a good one,
mm-hmm.
was markedly different from the one, and then in the brackets, the annual performance plan submitted on the today. Yeah. Or this occasion, if you want this occasion. In other words, the annual performance plan, annual performance report, the quality thereof was much better than the quality of the annual performance plan that we received. And that, therefore, it makes it very difficult for us to interact with the annual performance plan. Listen, Laura wants to test me whether I can remember what I've said. I'm saying the quality of the annual performance...
That annual performance plan that they had presented in this meeting was the most terrible one. So, we made a statement to say the annual report was professionally prepared, but the APP that had been presented on that day was horrible. That is what we wanted to say. Now, the quality of the annual performance plan
I'm just saying exactly what you're saying, but it's not clear. We've got one of two choices. We either start with the positive or we start with the negative. The positive would be the annual performance plan's quality was markedly different we can even say markedly better, markedly more professional than the annual performance plan, and therefore makes it difficult for the committee to interact with.
But you're comparing one and the same thing. You're saying the annual performance plan was markedly better than what?
No, I'm saying the annual performance report, the yearly report, the annual report, not the performance report, the annual report. That's where we're missing each other. The annual report's quality was markedly different from the annual performance plan, and therefore makes it difficult for the committee to interact with.
The annual report. To the significant repetition of information that was contained in the previous APP annual performance plan. But I think they probably, I think they need to revise this aspect so that it is much clearer. The chairperson in closing said that when the department had appeared before the committee on the 14th, they presented a professionally prepared annual report. That is the annual report. And then, yes, we are saying the annual report was markedly different from the one presented today, and therefore make it very difficult for the committee to hold the department accountable, as there appeared to be significant repetition of information. There's something wrong. As there appeared to be significant repetition of information that was contained in the previous APP, it led to the assumption that the present APP was not a revised one. The committee would be looking at all these documents to compare them, and would also be revisiting the precedent state of the National Trust to ascertain whether any of its priorities had been included in the department's APP. The department's failure to present an adequate performance plan had resulted in a waste of parliament's resources. The situation could therefore not be allowed to recur, particularly as the department had caused changes in schedules which in turn directly affected the work of the committee. The problems experienced with the department could be symptomatic of a much deal.
The Honourable John Jeffries will put it, you were brutal.
So, okay. I think these minutes are adoptable. Okay. 29 March. When are we going to adjourn? Page 129 March. I'm telling you. 22. Opening page 3. The chairperson opened the meeting and welcomed our president. In her opening remarks, she said that the debate on first budget would it be
back one page?
Okay.
All the same, same applies, but there's a spelling mistake. Open Society Foundation, the right at the bottom. The I must be after the T and not before the T.
She also commended the department for preparing the documents on time for the committee. The department first commissioned the budget of administration minutes of the proceedings with confidence to report which will be produced shortly and adopted. Okay, the chairperson opens the meeting and welcome to all present. In her opening remarks, she said that the debate on SAF's budget would be on that day. Okay. The committee accepted the annual performance plan but requested the department to compile one document. That would include baselines and targets stipulated by Treasury. In fact, one other thing that had to be taken into consideration were these addendums, loose papers, and so on. That had come later. That is why we said, no, they must go back and now say that there is one document, because we cannot have an annual performance plan which loses papers. Honorable Annelies?
Just on that issue, it's important that we know whether it's arrived, because we're getting the annual report, and we need to compare that against that. And if it didn't arrive, they must give it to us before they come to brief us on the annual report.
No, it did.
It did arrive.
The department should provide more information to the committee by 5 April. As a chairperson, and that was closed. In fact, I don't know what this more information is all about, because I don't know whether did it form part of the report, more information. Should it not form part of these minutes? Page 3, the department resolution, the department should provide more information to the committee by 5 April 2011. Resolution, second bullet. I think is it in the report?
Just say that it's not more information. The department should provide outstanding information to the committee by 5 April. Yeah.
Minister, Dr. With amendments. 30 March.
Why are you sighing like that, and why we almost have a quorum? Where is Mr. Legeto?
Is he gone?
Hopefully only to the bathroom. See, no. Just before you... The fact that you're sighing, can I officially move, Chair, that in future we receive the minutes of a meeting the very next meeting, so that not only receive them at the next meeting, we receive them in time so that we can adopt them at the next meeting. Because otherwise, every year we end up spending at least a day adopting minutes. And really, we're basing it on our own memory of things. And I don't think that's a healthy way of doing it. And I would really formally suggest, Comrade Angie, I'm looking at you for a second, that we actually have the minutes in time so that we can look at it and then at the next meeting adopt it. It shouldn't take us more than 3 or 5 minutes at the end of every meeting to do so.
Honorable Ntovu, seconded.
I second that, Chairperson, because the minutes are not elaborate, just topical of what we have discussed. So, please.
Thank you. Resolution of the meeting. 30 March. That would not be it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Minutes number 9. Not bad. Page 1, minutes number 9. Page 2. Yes.
I just don't know when the ANC's abbreviation changed to NA.
You know. I think it is. Yeah. Page 2. 2.
Permit lines, positions, and institutions, and hyphens.
Test 3. Discussion of public protector report. The chairperson tabled the report of the public protector and gave members the opportunity to comment on the process in dealing with the report, which was referred to the portfolio committee on police and public works on 9 March. Mr. Schneeman proposed that the committee should wait for the investigation of the Durban subs office to be completed and then process both reports at the same time. Mr. Kolapanat seconded the proposal. Budget vote hearing visible policing, the Department Policy Committee on the Budget of Visible Paul. Summary of the proceedings of this meeting will be found in the committee's budget vote report.
The committee anonymously explaining.
What is that?
On resolution, the committee anonymously, unanimously.
Is that correct? Okay.
Chairperson, 2.1. Yes. Mr. Sherman proposed that the committee should wait for the report on the Durban SAPS offices to be completed. It's not the investigation to be completed, the report. Records, that's the first time Mr. Schneeman proposed and Ms. Quillabar not actually seconded it.
For the report. Okay. The civil secretary briefed the committee on the strike plan, the non-performance plan. Summary of the proceedings of this meeting will be found in the committee budget vote report. The committee unanimously resolved that they will deal with the with both reports once report on Deben sub office is completed. They will deal with both. The department should provide the committee with a detailed program on response by that date. And the meeting was adjourned. Members, I think the report, the minutes are adoptable with amendments. March, page 1, ANC, not NA, budget vote hearings, crime intelligence and detective services. Comments on titles and institutions or positions and institutions will apply. Page 3, opening and welcome. The chairperson opened the meeting by saying that he had learned with some concern of the intended arrest of the head crime intelligence officer. The committee would be monitoring the matter. The process and the flow had to prevail without interference from anyone. And to open the floor for any questions that members had from the previous day's meeting. the department briefed the committee on the budget of crime intelligence. Summary of the previous office meeting will be found in the committee's budget report. I think it was crime intelligence and protection services, isn't it? Budget of crime intelligence and protection services. Notice that there were many positive issues mentioned by the department but do not appear in their plan. Which plan? Annual performance plan. Annual performance plan. They need to review their plan until implement by 3rd April. And we thank them for the present of the meeting. And detective services, I'm sorry, not protection services.
Right.
And detective services. Detective services. This may have a doctor table. With amendment. Cafe prayer, not bad. 12 April. Consideration and adoption of budget vote report, vote 23 and vote 25. Page 1. Page 2.
I think, again, for a question of consistency, obviously hyphens, same size, but consistency in terms of the positions of the many generals and colonels and brigadiers and whatever else.
Yeah. In fact, the agenda itself is just not correct. Because it should include the briefing on proclamation under Section 25 as item number. Okay, I'm on page 2, and I'm saying, according to the agenda, we're only dealing with the adoption of the budget vote, but when you read the minute, immediately you have the proclamation, so that should form part of the agenda for the day. And then, yes?
Page 2, the protection, the word protection in the heading should be a capital P.
Where are you? Page
2.
Yes.
2.1, briefing on proclamations under Section 25 of the protection of constitutional democracy. It's the protection, and the P should be a capital P.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you refer to an act, you must always refer to the number and the year as well.
Honorable Swati.
Yeah, the same on opening and welcome. The chairperson, C with capital C. Thank you.
Yes. Hello? Yes?
Comment that I've made around the act also goes for the body of that, of 2.1, the body of 2.1, where we refer to the act. Again, it should be number what of which year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would request that the secretaries check exactly because it's the number appears twice. It's number so-and-so, and then in brackets so-and-so of 2002, I think it was. But just that we do it correctly.
You know, there were questions that were asked during this meeting. There were answers that were provided. There were resolutions that were taken, because I remember very well you did not adopt these resolutions. We needed more information. These do not appear anywhere. I read these minutes. They don't appear anywhere. Nor there is any. I think for this, I don't know whether really you'll be able to get information.
I think there's a misunderstanding. On the 12th of April, we're adopting the report. This is the following day we are going to debate on the report. Zola asked me on these minutes. I was away last week. So I gave her my password. So I'm sure there's a mistake. But these minutes are supposed to be on the 8th, because the proclamations were done on the 8th, not on the 12th. So the real minutes of the 12th is the one that I wrote today. It was just the adoption of vote 23 and vote 25.
So I think you've got to correct it.
Sorry, Kate, but that's now exactly the danger of having to deal with a mass of minutes, because we're relying on memories that we don't have. We can remember what happened in meetings, because the chair is quite correct. On that day we've met regarding Section 25 of the Protection Against Terrorism Act. When we met that day, we didn't adopt it. So your content is correct. Our dates are wrong.
Yeah.
And that becomes dangerous.
Yeah. I think it is the front page that is wrong. Yeah. So please correct that. I think so. Because it says it's adoption. For the adoption, and the minutes do not talk to the adoption at all. They're about the proclamations and Section 13 stores. So the front page is wrong. So I think they just need to correct that. The front page is wrong, then you have to get the minutes of the 10th and that of the 8th. So, yes.
Yes. That it's not reflecting the questions that were asked.
Yeah.
Many issues that were raised.
Yeah, in the report. And the responses. And the resolution that we took. Yes, talking about the same report, you know. Because we actually requested the lady to bring the proclamations themselves, you know, so that we could go through each one and adopt something that we had seen and discussed. Okay. 19. They're referring them back to secretary for them to correct. Okay. next page is, Honorable Analyst.
Just in the agenda briefing, was it on strategic plan? The S needs to be capable of strategic as well. Then on the same page, again, officials in attendance, same principle applies, positions of those people.
Second page, Honorable A.
Yes, also A and C, yeah.
We appreciate that. second page. You know, the opening and welcome, she stressed that, the chairperson stressed that brutal actions were actions that undermine the Constitution and condemn such actions. I don't remember. The chairperson hoped that the department was conducting its own internal disciplinary action. I think it's only the same sentence. She stressed on CETA, she stressed that she looked forward to getting a presentation from the state information agents. I don't know. Mam Angie.
While you're checking it, just on the opening and welcome, the first sentence of the second paragraph, I think, actually belongs to the first paragraph. The chairperson hoped that the department was conducting its own internal disciplinary actions, because it's surely not referring to the CETA part of the presentation. It was just your opening remark, so that belongs to the first part. I'm just going to the Fuchsberg. Beaten to death, wasn't he shot to death?
Was beaten and shot.
Because the sentence says who had been beaten to death.
Yeah. And shot to death. And shot to continuation, and then this one, the CETA, can actually form its own paragraph. Okay. Agenda. Page 3. Bullet number 1, 2. Furthermore, it was noted that there was a complete breakdown in the relationship between what? And that e-dockets were supposed to be. It was questioned why there was no backup system for the criminal record system and why had the expertise not asked for a backup plan. Furthermore, it was noted that there was a complete breakdown in the relationship. Members raised the following questions and concerns. Well, there had been a problem with regard to the service level. In fact, between CETA and SAPS. And that e-docket was supposed to be rolled out, to have been rolled out at found out a long time ago, especially with regards to the fact that a lot of money had been spent. Especially because a lot of money had been spent. Bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Members wanted to know if they were not with Sita when the SAPs were supposed to explain why they were not with Sita. Did you understand that? In fact, I thought we need to delete it. And from that deleted bullet, then it's 1, 2, 3. Members asked whether CETA knew the requirements and needs of SAPs and what role CETA played in the whole PCAM contract. Whether there was no duplication of services and where. The next bullet, members inquired about the SAPS plan going forward in relation to the using to the use of seed to the use rate. Bullet 1, 2, 3. CETA explained what the new board had done in respect to its relationship with SAPS. The board took measures. Is it in the day to day or on the day to day? Yes. The next bullet, there was a fractious relationship with SAPS and CETA, or between SAPS and CETA. Huh? Fractious. It means it's a relationship that is fractious, broken. Okay. Yes.
Whether fractious is correct or not, I'm not sure. But in any case, there was a fractious relationship between SAPS and CETA.
Yeah.
And not with SAPS.
It's between, yes.
If it was a fractious relationship between them, it might have been better.
It's a relationship that sustained some fractions. It's broken. No, it is. It's a fracture. Broken relationship. Okay. Next paragraph, just in the middle, there was a need. $3.6 billion. And that is why we have to prepare for our next meeting, because we'll be meeting the department in September. 3.6 billion rand for them to use from the 1st of April up to March next year. Colonel Van Donda from SAP added that in terms of the etiquette, that I'm on page 5 now. Sorry. Page 5. Bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4. Colonel Van Donda from SAP added that in terms of the etiquette, there was a commitment from General Shabalala that by August, 100 stations would focus on crime and integrated justice system.
ACES surely doesn't mean Advanced Fire Information Services.
Where are you now? Oh, okay. ACES, General Shabla explained how advanced.
It's a fingerprint information system.
Fingerprint.
Advanced fingerprint information, yeah, not fire. That's the fire department's wrong.
And then that sentence, Colonel Van Donda from Sutton added that in terms of the e-docket, there was a commitment from General Shabalala that by August, which August? 2011, 100 stations would focus on crime and integrated justice system.
But really, what does this mean? Jay, they are good politicians in SAPS. It might actually be exactly what you said. It means nothing.
We're not saying maybe they shall have rolled out it gets to
100
stations.
The last bullet before 3, in most of the questions raised, before 3, the last bullet before 3, in most of the questions raised, CETA could not respond adequately and they asked the committee's patience and would provide answers in writing.
And just below that resolution, CETA should provide answers raised by members in writing. Which?
Sorry, Jay. Should provide answers to questions raised by members.
To questions
raised by members.
In writing. Especially. On information regarding PKM, in fact, we also had said special information regarding PKM. Okay, we wanted to know the role CETA played and continue to play in the whole PKM contract. Okay. Closing remarks, Chairperson Sabs, and CETA to give, allowed Sabs to give closing remarks. In his closing remarks, General Shabalala, divisional head. But he may as well be division. paragraph, sentence number 1, 2, 3, 4, the department was expected not to frustrate CETA and it was supposed to provide assistance and cooperation to CETA. Okay. And then there is a huge amount of money that had been allocated to the department, and there would be no way the committee would not hold the department accountable to Parliament. There's a huge amount of money. I normally specify if it was about the department's budget, surely I would have said it's 58 billion rand. That is the budget for the department for this year. If it is for ITA, 3.6 billion rand. Tourism has a budget of 1.something billion rand for the whole year department. SAPS plus IT, 3.6 billion rand. But go to the next station right now, jump in.
In that same paragraph, the second line, the department should be with a capital D. The very last paragraph, the second line, that had been allocated to the department capital.
No,
it's just that last sentence. The patients that CETA requested would impact on the quarterly targets of the Department of Police, not of the subs department. And would impact negatively on the performance of the department.
For correction. I think the question was corrections. Yeah. 14 will adjourn at 3. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's still. Yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll adjourn it at 4. Because we're supposed to adjourn at 4. Because even if we do, we'll still wait for buses. No. Let's continue. Oh, members, no, you can actually guide me. We have 3 outstanding. Yes, member, thank you very much for that. Page 1, ANC. The minutes of the 14th of June. Yes. Page 2. Okay. Honorable Andrew?
Yeah, opening and welcome. On the first paragraph, it says at the end, she was admitted in. Thank you. She was admitted to. I don't know if I'm right. Thanks, Chair.
prepositions. No, I don't know, because it's us who are products of bad education. This is product, the university, the curriculum, that was page 3.
I really don't understand the first sentence on a caption, opening and welcome. The chairperson welcomed everybody in attendance and extended a special welcome to Honorable Muchungu, who was sick.
Was from a sick leave.
Special welcome.
Mm.
Oh, she was arriving from the bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no,
page 2, page 3, the strategy to investigate the very reported complaints is the general dealers. I don't understand it. The following are factors that contribute to the problem of backlogs. Every reported complaint, okay, is the general dealer approach. So this statement is trying to define the general dealer approach. That's so?
It's saying, which in any case, which just shows you the problems of the ICD, because nobody ever told them they must investigate every single complaint. They had a number of complaints that they were supposed to define complaints to deal with, and that's Mrs. Dorwell will tell you, they've been warned about attending to every single complaint. But what they're trying to say is their strategy to investigate every reported complaint, a general dealer's approach, has resulted in backlogs. We can actually leave the general dealer approach out and just say the strategy to investigate every reported complaint.
Well, we can put it in the general dealer because they refer to this thing. Anything on that page?
I'm just worried about the last bullet on 2.2.1. Late notification of cases can result in a backlog. Non-reporting of cases can't result in a backlog because they won't know about those cases. So it's either it's the late notification of cases.
You were never born, will never know whether you'd have been somebody good or a criminal if you were never born. Anything? Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page.
Take you back to page 5. Sorry, I've missed it when I passed it now. Under 4 on page 5. The second paragraph under 4. It also stressed that the whereabouts of every police member must be known. Surely that is captured wrongly or out of context.
page 10. Page 11, committee resolution. Which?
It's abbreviate ED. Where does it explain that? We know that it's a creative director, but where does it explain it? I'm just asking for the sake of a person who's not here, who doesn't understand the creative director. And then they see the ED must refer. I'm looking on page 5, paragraph 2, down there. The ED. Where does it?
In fact, I would suggest that we actually write executive director, because I think it's an abbreviation that it's not like IP, for instance, not like ICD. You know, it's the name and so. But ED, I would definitely not know as to what it means. I think executive director. We simply write executive director. We don't abbreviate it. The details in relation to the contracts of the new office building. I'm on page 11 now. Resolutions, the details in relation to the contracts of the new office building should be forwarded to the committee by that date. The information that had been added to the presentation should be submitted to the committee. The IPIT Act specifically states that the IPIT must function independently of SAP, and organs of state were supposed to assist the directorate to maintain its impartiality and to perform its functions. This implied that there must be independent and impartial investigation of the crimes committed by members of the SAPS. The committee fully expected the body to conduct its work without fear or fear. I'm not sure whether these were not comments by the chairperson.
It's comments and it should move the and the closing. But I'm worried about 11. 11 is not capturing what we raised. The question that we raised there was the concern about the fact that it's way over the budget for the National Aid Office. The amount budgeted is 4 per square meter, and the amount paid for per square meter was two different. And very different.
So the concern was
the costing of the new building.
These minutes are adoptable, but however, can I encourage members to read just to check, so that when we adopt them, we probably have gone through the minutes, because they're longer ones and they could be this and that. Adoptable, pending, reading. August. Honorable Angie, what are you?
I see we have Honorable Mulambo. in attendance in this meeting. I don't know if he has ever attended any portfolio meeting. Thank
Definitely not.
Are we also correcting the abbreviation of the ALC also then?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Page 2. Opening remarks, paragraph number 3. She indicated that the meeting was for the Hawks and Secretariat to confirm what the committee had heard from the media regarding the Concord judgment.
Can I ask that we rephrase that?
Yes.
For the simple reason, the way that you've just read it out, it seems like we relied on the media for that. I think that it should rather say to brief the committee on the findings of the Glenister Constitutional Court case rather than referring to the media. Chairperson, just if I can take you back before opening and welcome again, Chairperson, consistency positions of the people that were there.
Okay, can you kind of come again, Annelies?
On the second point I've raised you?
Yes.
I'm just taking you back on the officials in attendance. Just for consistency's sake, let's refer who they are representing and what their positions are. For instance, here you've got a complete mixture of secretariat and police, and they're not even the one following the other. They're in between. You've got secretariat, then you've got police, and then you've got secretariat, and then you've got police again.
Page 3. Further court finding, the court found that the Constitution is the primary source for the duty of the state to fight corruption. Unless this is something else. Page 3. Further findings. Page 4. I'm rushing here because they really had a document to use, and therefore. Page 5. Page 6. The committee resolved to meet again on 23 August on the Domestic Violence Act. Surely this must have been an announcement. set of minutes, 23 August. AMC. Briefing by the agenda item, briefing by the Domestic Violence Act, not ACE. Page 2. Opening and welcome.
That's you?
Yeah.
What is IMR?
What are you?
Independent Police Investigative Directorate, officials in attendance. The third one, Ms. Indy Mbuli, Chief Director, IMR. Can I just say that the way that the Secretary has captured here the officials in attendance, I think is the correct way. Put the institution, then list them and their positions. If they do it similarly and all the others that we refer to, then the problem should be solved.
You put the institution, then you list the institution you list. It means that you can do that in one reason. That's what it is. And then opening and welcome. Welcome. I think we did observe a moment of silence in that meeting. We did. The honorable member. Keep it in it. Page 2. Domestic Violence Act. Bracket. Page 4.
Sorry, consistency. We're sometimes referring to the ICD, we're sometimes referring to IPED. Technically, I think it should still be the ICD because this legislation hasn't been signed yet.
Has it not been signed? IPED?
Signed, but it's not been enacted yet. There's a date, it's been deferred in terms of a date for implementation because of the costing and the changes that need to take place.
I see this. What the ICD does the following on page 4. It does the following. The ICD does the following. Setting up of referral for investigation, conducting DVA audits, the processing of applications for examinations, exemptions.
Processing of application.
Of, yes. Applications for exemption. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Second. CSO recommendation. What is CSO? Page 11. FCS units can be the sole solution to domestic violence. CSO recommendations play, last bullet, play a strong role in assessing SAPS ENE. I think we're using this for the first time, if I'm not mistaken. Estimate of national expenditure. Strategic priorities, measurable objectives, strategic plans, and annual reports. Unless you refer to ENE in some way. The questions and concerns raised by committee or by member. Committee members. Page 12 now. The committee felt that for many years SAPS had been treating ICT with contempt when it came to implementation of ICT recommendations. Presented by the SAPS contradicted those of ICT. The results are confusing. The figures differed completely, and the committee was not sure who it should believe. These issues had been raised before with General Khalid.
I think we must just depersonalize. This issue has been raised before with SAPS.
It was asked how the failure of stations is related to granting of firearm licenses. Something wrong there.
Members raised concerns about the failure of keeping how the failure of keeping registers impact on the granting of firearm licenses.
Impact. It was also asked whether SAPS did a follow up after the DVA training of officers who worked at the CSC. It was demotivating to still experience the problems raised while the legislation to raise the problem raised while the legislation had been there for a long time. The problems raised. It was demotivating to experience. It was demotivating that the same problem. legislation had been there for a long time and training.
Maybe just a slight tweak to what you've read. It was demotivating to still hear the same problems raised year after year, given that the legislation is in place for a long period of time and training took place during this period or whatever the case may be. Training. Out, I'm told.
The committee, yes, I think so. Let's leave out training. The committee wanted to know whether the act was difficult to implement. Difficult or cumbersome?
Difficult.
Difficult.
You remember we also referred them to the fact that the act makes provision for them to raise with Parliament problems that
and
they have.
So why the subject did not cease?
With the committee.
What did the SED do with the cases it had reported to SAP when no action had been taken or was taken had been taken?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes?
Is it right to say the SAP or SAP?
SAP. What are you?
SAP.
Why SAP?
What did the SAP do? Why don't we say what did SAP do?
Why did ICT do? No, I'm seeing it again. Why did SAPS do? Why did SAPS do in situations where there were no victim support units?
There. Except when you're using...
Why, what did the SAPS...
Except when you use it in full. It makes sense when you say the South African Police Services.
It appeared that there was a problem in building a relationship between SAPS and NGOs. What was causing this resistance? How many 6 monthly reports had SAPS submitted to Parliament?
Just the previous bullet. It appears there was a problem building a relationship between SAPS and NGOs. What was causing this? Resistance could be one of the reasons. Just what was causing this?
The IPT responded as follows. They had submitted 21 reports to Parliament and would table the January to June 2011 report soon. They would submit the list of every police station they had visited. Station management was always aware of the ICT visits. I don't think they said this. They were going to give us the list of every police station they visited. Did they not refer us to the report?
Yeah,
they did. They referred us to the report. No. The report that they submitted, the 6 monthly report.
Yes.
Yes, another brief.
With all due respect, we're going to spend a lot of time correcting this iPad responses, ICD responses, iPad responses, whatever we use. If you look, for instance, at the fourth bullet, out of 100 police station ICD had received only 49 applications for exemption. There's 1,127 police stations. Is it out of 100 police stations visited? In any case, we're not only interested in the 100 that they visited, we're interested in the 1,100 and how many ever there are. So for me, there's a bit of uncertainty around this thing.
I think it is out of 100 police stations visited. The ICT received only 49 applications for exemption.
But then we must say
and
that
here. Therefore, it means they don't affect any government, really. They wouldn't anyway. I think this is correct. They wouldn't. From those that they did not visit. When stations did not respond, a follow up was usually done through management meeting with provincial commission. SAPS are supposed to submit monthly reports of non-compliance. SAP responded as
follows. I mean, I really have a problem with the first bullet and the thing.
Okay. They submitted 21 reports to Parliament and would table the...
No, 10, and the 10, the first bullet.
The committee felt that for many years... No,
I'm serious. I have a problem with that bullet. What did the committee felt that for many years SAPS had been treating ICD with contempt when it came to implementation of ICD recommendations? I mean, I can't remember myself... associating myself with contempt, the use of the word contempt. In the non-compliance of SAPS in implementation of recommendations of ICD, there's also a question of quality of the recommendations of ICD, especially in the past. And I really think that this bullet is not reflecting the exact situation. And I think we need to relook at it. We can say the committee raised concern around the non-compliance of SAPS to the recommendations made by the ICD.
Yes, Chair. I think I align myself with the Honourable Shunali. Use such words as contempt. It's not really building anybody. Thanks.
Hello, I'm back, and I know... you're actually, they were quoting me, because that was quoting what I asked them, and it's actually how they've treated them.
I'm saying let's not lose the point, but let's be realistic in what we say there. The committee raised concern around the non-compliance of SAPS, of recommendation, or non-implementation of SAPS, of recommendations made by the ICD.
Thank you. We are on page SAPS responses. It was not true that SAPS was treating ICT with contempt. Protocol should be followed. The Brigadier was responsible for the implementation of the DAV, but I think we may as well remove this because we responded immediately to the Brigadier when he started to say this. was beginning to explain the protocol and so on. They would get a list of police stations that did not respond to ICD recommendations. They would raise awareness. But what is this? SARS responded as follows. They would get a list of police stations that did not respond to ICD recommendations. They would raise awareness on cases sent to traditional leaders. They visited the Pretoria Central Police Station in the first 6 months of 2011. The list of all the police stations that the head office had visited would be in the January to June 2011 report. By the end of the next financial year, all sub-officers would be trained on the implementation of the VA. Yeah, no.
That comment was, in any case, very... We've heard that all subs members have been trained in implementation of the DVA over and over and over and over again.
The committee was completely satisfied with the subs presentation and answers. They were instructed to redo the whole presentation to be more or less like the ICD one. In response, General Livia mentioned that subs had taken into account the challenges and shortcomings of subs in the implementation of DVA.
Is this general, is he Libya or Libya?
Libya. And would raise them at a management meeting. They would work with ICD to correct the figures. They would prioritize the implementation of the Act, the DVA, the Domestic Violence Act. The committee asked Mr. Mohale to provide a to the list of police stations that had referred cases to traditional leaders. But I think there's something missing here. SAPS is supposed to submit reports to Parliament every 6 months. And I don't think it would be correct for this minute not to highlight the fact that we did not have those minutes. But they claimed that, they were compiling the reports and there was some way between Parliament and ourselves and themselves. Because we've got to make a follow-up on this one. As a matter of fact, the civil society organization said they could only get two. They said they were with the minister, but the civil organization said only two. What it actually means is that the rest of us, years and years, it's not just two. It will be quite a number of them. They're in the minister's office. So I think it's important that we capture that in the minute so that we can make a follow-up. A committee resolution, the committee needed to be provided with, okay, ask Mr. Mohale to provide the list of police stations that had referred cases to traditional leaders. The committee needed to be provided with more information on the traditional leaders' involvement in domestic violence cases. The ICD should provide the committee with a full list of all complying and non-complying police stations. But we had. They had that. They gave us we had that information. It's in their report. The only thing is that among those will be Anichu and would disagree with ICD because 100% Anichu, not even Nelspruit would get 100%. But okay, this that is what police station that I think it is implementing this much better than any other. I think so. SAPS should provide the committee with information on how many officers were charged for non-compliance. SAPS should, by 12 September 2011, provide the committee with a full report on all the issues raised in the meeting. All issues raised in the meeting.
When I was going
something that, that I know we were doing at some stage. I just want to make sure it's still happening. Are we as a committee keeping a register of all our requests to bodies, to individuals, with the deadline dates? And are they meeting those deadlines? Because we seem to put out a lot of deadlines and ask a lot of questions, and I actually just never see the answers coming back. I don't know if they come to you, maybe. I don't know. But it seems we've set all these deadlines, and I'm not seeing the departments responding. Just a question.
Yeah, no, it's a correct question. We've started to trace this with the oversight visit report, but I think also on all this that we make when we are in meetings, I think it's important. So I will definitely be looking into that. Thank you, members. I think these minutes also are adoptable with amendments. And because here we are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we can adopt some minutes. I will move that we now adopt the minutes that are adoptable so that we can then leave those minutes that we can't accept, we will not adopt until amendments are effected. The minutes of the 23rd of August 2011. Can we move for adoption with amendments? Honorable Swate, Honorable Ndlovu.
Yeah, I propose the minutes to be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Ndlovu. Thank you very much. Minutes of the 16th of August. We said the adoptable with Honorable Angie.
Thanks, sir. I move for the adoption of the minutes with amendments.
Yes. All of them with amendments. Angie and seconder. Minutes of the 31 of March. Exactly adoptable with amendment. Any mover for adoption? 31 of March.
I move for adoption. Thank you.
Any seconder? Honorable Angie. Thank you. Thank you much. We said they can also be adopted with amendments, there are quite a few. Honorable Annelies.
Move for adoption with amendments, Chair, 30th of March.
Thank you. Seconder, Honorable Ndlovu. Thank you. March 29. Also said that they are adoptable in the main. They are referring to the report, Program 1 Administration. Honorable Swate.
I move for adoption and with amendments. Thank you.
Thank you. Veto. March 22.
suspect they are adoptable. Honorable Angie.
Yes, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes with amendment.
Honorable Ndlovu. Seconda. Minutes of the 15th of March. We also said they can be adopted with amendments. Honorable Swati.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for adoption with amendments. Thank you.
Second. Honorable Ndlovu. Honorable Ndlovu, are you seconding? On the last minute that we said they can be adopted, minutes of the 22nd of February 2011. We're adopting the FICA report.
Amendments.
Second. Honorable Swati.
Seconded.
Thank you very much, members. Minutes that we have not been able to adopt today because others need a lot of amendment, maybe rewriting and so on, are the minutes of the 14th of June, the minutes of the 19th of April, the minutes of the 3rd of March, 15th February, 1st March, and then of course the 12th March and the 8th of, in fact, the 12th of April and the 8th of April. Those are the minutes that we'll have to go back for corrections, and then of course we will then have to adopt them in our future meetings. Third of March? No, I'm saying the 3rd of March.
On the 3rd.
Yes. Honorable Annelies?
Chairperson, may I then just raise the fact that by next week, even though we will adopt these minutes at another meeting, by next week's meeting, we then expect the minutes of the meeting regarding the public order policing so that we can then adopt them at that meeting, which means we must ideally get them tomorrow.
Members, I think yes, we would really want to adopt. Members, the other item that is on our agenda is that of tabling of the Gauteng report, and I think members have received copies of that report of the Gauteng oversight visit. They have not. Oh, okay. Okay. No, it will definitely be distributed, and we will request members to go through the report so that when we meet, we can then be able to probably read and correct and if possible adopt. Members, members who will want to attend the release of crime stats in Pretoria tomorrow, we must indicate as to when exactly are they going to be in Johannesburg, because we depending on transport that subs will arrange for us, yes, from there to Pretoria. 8 o'clock. Oh, okay. Huh? Okay. Okay. So they will actually leave OR Tambo at 8 when others arrive, because we will take the 6 o'clock flight, those that are going. If you have not made arrangements, you can still make arrangements because we are using our own accreditation. It's not like it's committee arrangement. It's our own accreditation that we're going to use for the flag. That is this, first point. The second point is our oversight visit next week to Bloemfontein or to Mangaung on the 15th and 16th. That is, we leave Parliament on Wednesday and book the. Can I inform members that some of the members will have to fly via Johannesburg because there are very few flights from Cape Town straight to Bloemfontein, and all of them are fully booked. The only available flights now to Bloemfontein are via Johannesburg. They could only accommodate two. So we just have to request members to please confirm so that we can actually confirm these bookings not later than today. Those members who will attend that oversight visit. This is a request from Parliament that before the People's Parliament, you know, which will be the following week, and you can go to Mangaung portfolio committees that are invited to join or invited to be part of the People's Parliament, do the oversight visit before the People's Parliament, and that is why we go in there. Otherwise, our meeting on Tuesday will continue. Yes, it is a briefing on the policy on reservists, and of course the ISS research on police corruption. We can invite them so that they can tell us as to what their findings are. So these are the two items on the agenda of that day. So I will request members to please indicate that they will be attending as we close this meeting so that we can continue with the logistical arrangement for the Mangaung. And if you've not indicated to the secretary that you are attending tomorrow, please also indicate. If you have indicated, it's fine. But if you've not indicated that you are attending the crime release in Pretoria, then of course let's do that. But maybe in future we'll have to review the thing of crime that's released in Pretoria, because it was possible that it could be done here in Cape Town. You know. So that if possible we can actually review it, and it was possible that it could be done here in Cape Town. And waiting up at 4 o'clock is no child's play when we've been waiting so hard today. Members, let me really take this opportunity to thank you very much for the work that we have done today and your patience. It takes only this portfolio committee to sit in a meeting from morning until this time without anybody leaving, really. You can only find it in the Portfolio Committee on Police. If it was according to me, I would have made everybody aware that it is just this policy. Otherwise, this committee. Otherwise, people are gone. They're not in Parliament, and we are here really. I want to thank you, and I'm really sincere about it, and I'm appreciating the contributions that you're making. If somebody wants to say, write the report to your chief whips, I would do it. But unfortunately, they will not allow me to do it. But I'd really write to everybody's chief to say, you know, we have a team that is dedicated. When it has to do work, it will just do work despite the difficulties. Thank you very much, Ms. T, and the meeting is adjourned.
Doesn't matter.